This is my office, yes.
Hey, morning, guys.
Troy Klein works behind the scenes on computer issues at the McAllen Public Library. A couple of years ago, he was hired part-time to stock bookshelves, but he's been moving up the career ladder at the main library.
System specialist is basically a liaison to the different departments here connecting to information technology. So if they have any technical issues or anything.
While Klein says he can do more than just fix and solve tech issues at the library, but it's his after-hours work that is showcasing his hidden talent that is making a lot of noise nationally, helping words leap off the page. Klein's baritone, golden, smooth voice has been tapped to do talent work for local and national commercials and voicing audiobooks for professional authors.
Originally, when I got into voiceover in general, I thought I'd be doing a lot of radio and TV commercials, at least, you know, utilizing my voice for that sort of thing.
Troy Klein has his own audiobook library on Audible and Amazon company. You can find him by searching his name to see a library of audiobooks he has voiced. He said his big break was when he voiced the audio series Rockstar Chronicles.
And beat the living tar out of other boys for even looking at him wrong? Shaking his head and looking down as if he were being disciplined, my old best friend managed one more yes, and Dooley was done with him.
The author, Creston Mapes, contacted him for his book because of his audition reel, and then asked him to read another book.
Most of the time, they usually end up picking me. And again, like I said, it's based on the audition that I submit to them. And if they like me, then we're good.
When it comes to voice work, Klein's resume is listed on his own website at voicefolio.net, promoting what he can do. He lists a diverse set of skills from narration, conversational commercial, high-energy commercial demo, and audiobook samplings. Troy says he enjoys voicing nonfiction books over fiction.
My voice?
Yeah.
Boy. You know, a lot of people ask me and everything, but I'll tell you right off the bat, it's not that deep movie trailer type voice, you know, type thing. It's not a movie trailer voice. I would say very conversational, very guy next door, informative. Like I said, between the two, I would much rather do the nonfiction than the fiction because I can just be me.
When he does voice fiction audiobooks, he uses creative ways to tell the story by doing different accents to move the audience.
If there are moments where I need to pull, you know, a character out of nowhere, like, for example, a lawyer who was in Georgia and had this thick drawl like Coca-Cola syrup, you know, something like that, I can do it.
Klein says it's him, his microphone, and computer to make the magic happen. But it's his previous audiobooks that help him get more work.
It starts out slow, but as you continue to go through the process, doing the projects, working with the different publishers and everything, the whole goal is for your name to become relevant to where it's like, let's see, I'm looking for some, oh, hey, there's Troy Klein.
This mild-mannered library worker says he loves his day job at the McAllen Public Library, but he has plans to keep on using his voicing talents for audiobooks for many years to come. Troy Klein is McAllen's own because he has turned his passion into gold. For the city of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.
When he was done, he opened the stable doors in time to see the storm increased.